special welcome to any kids who are back from college or from their spring break. It's great to have you back home, as I'm sure your parents and families are thrilled to have you. And for anyone who's a guest or hasn't been here because they've been elsewhere, during Advent and Lent, I split my homilies up into two parts. And the first part is explain a aspect of the Mass, why we do what we do, because there's a great richness in why we do things. And the second part is just a regular homily, but just shorter. And so today, if we remember our journey, we've talked about holy water as we walk into the church, and then we've talked about the procession into church. I want to reflect upon kind of what happens next, and that is the sign of the cross and how we begin Mass and every prayer. And the sign of the cross is uniquely Catholic. If you have ever prayed with another Christian, you may have noticed that they do not begin or end their prayer with signing themselves with the cross. And so if you see someone make the sign of the cross, they are almost always Catholic. And again, with any outward action, there is something being externally expressed and also something being internally expressed as well. And so when we make the sign of the cross externally, we are not only expressing that we are Catholic, but also what we believe, who we believe, that we express our belief in the triune God, that God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And through that God, we have been saved by the cross, Christ's death on the cross. And so that's one of the things that's being outwardly expressed. Now, what is being internally expressed is many things, but I wanted to focus on some that I had actually not really thought of until doing some research for this. That when we make the sign of the cross, if we think about the action, we begin by touching our forehead, which is a reminder to us that we are called to know God by touching our intellect. And so we say in the name of the Father, we touch our head, remembering and reminding us that we should be striving to know God more and more. We then touch our chest, which contains the heart. It's a reminder to us that we are called to love God. So every time we make the sign of the cross, we are called to reflect upon how can we increase that love of God more and more. Then finally, we touch our shoulders, which reminds us that we are called to serve God as we carry the gospel upon us. As our Lord says, whoever follows me must pick up his cross and follow me, carry my yoke upon his shoulders. So it's a reminder that we are called, how can we serve God more fully? And so you can see why this is the perfect way to begin Mass and any prayer that we pray. For every prayer we say helps us to know God more, helps us to love him more, and helps us be inspired to serve him more as well. And all of that is contained every single time we make the sign of the cross. And to the close, I'd like to quote Romano Guardini, who was a priest, and had this to say about the sign of the cross. He says, "It is the holiest of all signs. Make a large cross, taking time, thinking what you do. Let it take in your whole being, body, soul, mind, will, thought, feelings, your doing and not doing. And by signing it with the cross, strengthen and consecrate your whole self in the strength of Christ, in the name of the triune God." It's beautiful. I think all of us are going to make that sign of the cross a little differently now. Okay, that was part one. On to part two. We hear of Mary in the gospel set out in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And I think that this image of Mary going out in haste is a perfect image for us as we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent today, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas in just about 2.5 days. And we hear that Mary sets out in haste for two reasons. One, she has this incredible news to share, that she is pregnant with the Son of God. And so she goes out in haste because she wants to share this incredible news. The second reason is that simply she is excited to go and see her cousin and visit her. And so we see that it is these two reasons which cause Mary to be in this position of haste. And I was thinking about how this is a very different kind of haste that we can have in our life these days leading up to Christmas, where we hasten to the stores for Christmas shopping. We hasten around the house, decorating and cleaning. We hasten to our children's Christmas concerts and our work parties. We hasten baking cookies and cooking for the coming feasts. And we find ourselves, this is only a reflection of our own life, that we hasten not only during the holiday time, but in our life in general. We hasten to our sports, so we do not miss that highlight play. We hasten to our social media, so we can keep up with the latest. We hasten to our news, so we are kept informed. We hasten to work, to make as much money as we can. We hasten with just the daily tasks of life. All of which shows in our life that there are many things to which we hasten toward. And these things are obviously not bad things, but I think Mary today is inviting us to consider who or what are we going to in haste this season and in haste in our life? And do we have to go hasten to that thing or person? Or do we need a different kind of haste? A haste towards Jesus, to hasten towards Mass and prayer while not dragging our feet. We hear that as Mary visited her cousin with Jesus in her womb, that John the Baptist leaped for joy. Can we hasten to visit the sick, the homebound, isolated, lonely, relatives, and cause them, like Jesus and Mary did, cause them to leap for joy as well? It invites us to consider, is the general direction of our life one of hastening towards God or the things of this world? Perhaps most importantly, is our haste towards the manger in these 2.5 days, or is it a haste instead to the presents and parties? This season of Advent, this season of holidays, naturally is one of haste, but it reflects oftentimes the haste of our everyday life. So Mary reminds us that in this final Sunday of Advent, that is, to whom we haste toward is what matters the most.